بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Continuing with the chapter on توكل and يقين. عن عمر رضي الله عنه قال سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول لو أنكم تتوكلون على الله حق توكله لرزقكم كما يرزق الطير تغدو خماصا وتروح بطانا. رواه الترمذي. هذا عمر رضي الله عنه narrates that I heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam saying, if you were to place your trust in Allah Ta'ala in the true sense of reliance, لُوَنَّكُمْ تَتَوَكَّلُونَ عَلَى اللَّهِ حَقَّ تَوَكُّلِهِ, in the true sense of reliance, you had to place your trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah Ta'ala will provide sustenance to you as He provides to a bird. And then Nabi alayhi salatu wasallam explains, it leaves in the morning with an empty stomach, but it returns in the evening with a full stomach. Allah Ta'ala provides for it. It's got no bank accounts, no investments, no stock in trade, no capital, no security guards, no fridge, no freezer, nothing, no stove, no microwave. But it leaves in the morning in search of its food, and it returns with a full stomach. Allah Ta'ala provides for the bird like this because the bird puts its trust in, full trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ulama explained something from here, that it shows the permissibility of going out in search of a person's rozi. How this bird is going out in search of it. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, that Allah ta'ala will provide for you like this. Doesn't mean it's against tawakkul for a person to go out. Because Allah ta'ala, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is mentioning that this bird has tawakkul, and yet it's going out, but it's got its full reliance. So tawakkul, as we explained in the beginning, that a person uses the sabab, the means, but he puts his full reliance in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and not the means. The means he has to adopt, but his reliance, full reliance is on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying Allah ta'ala will provide for you like this. And many, many people have found this, that the more the reliance on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the more Allah ta'ala provides, and sometimes from sources that a person never ever dreamed of. Our Ustad Hazrat Mufti Sahib, he mentioned sometimes Allah ta'ala sends so many things, that at home from the house, they have to distribute it, and sometimes to 20 families it gets distributed. And it's something that a person had never asked for, never thought about, but people will just send, and people will just, and this is the style that you'll find many, many of the pious. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes the intizam like that, that they don't need to go out much, but Allah ta'ala makes it easy. And even if they have to go out much, and if they do have a need, they don't even show it to anybody. Nobody must know, my Allah knows about my condition, and that is enough for me. Recently there was a discussion between two accountants. Sometimes these discussions have some moral, some lesson in it. Both of them had firms, accounting firms. So one accountant was mentioning, and he was explaining in a small gathering, that how important it is for us to put our tawakkul and our reliance on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Don't put our reliance or too much on our efforts, and don't put our reliance too much on our degrees and our studies, but our real true reliance is on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that other accountant that was there, he was more of the secular mind. So he's saying, no, education is very important. We need to push and encourage the youngsters with education, because education is the thing that will get them that income. So now, to illustrate his point, sometimes Allah ta'ala gives a person that he's got tawakkul and trust on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala shows him, opens up his mind. So this accountant who was saying that we should put our trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not to say that there is no place, education has some place, but the reality is our reliance should be full on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he asked him one question, he asked this other accountant one question. He said, tell me something, that your biggest client, what education did he have? The one who's got the highest revenue, highest income, what education does he have? So he looked down and he said, no, he doesn't have any qualifications. He said, your next biggest client, he said, what qualifications does he have? So like that, he said, the first 10 clients you look at yours in your practice and see what qualifications they got, and you'll realize that there's no qualification. Allah Ta'ala is giving them, although they're your biggest clients, Allah Ta'ala is giving them without any qualifications. Allah Ta'ala does not need any qualifications to give. There were two students in university. One student dropped off in the BCom. One student dropped off. He didn't become anything. And the other student went and he worked and qualified and became a CA, chartered accountant. Today that person that is a chartered accountant is working for that person that dropped off. So Allah Ta'ala is the one that gives. So therefore we shouldn't put our reliance too much on other things. Put our reliance on Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala is the one that provides. وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا. That person that has fear, that has the fear of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. In other words, fearing, disobeying Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا. Allah Ta'ala will find out a way. Allah will find, make a way for him from every difficulty. Allah Ta'ala will find a way. And then the ayat of the Quran says, وَيَرْزُقْهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبْ. Allah Ta'ala will provide for him from sources that he didn't even imagine. It didn't cross his mind that he'll get. And often it happens that a person has got trust in this person and got trust in that person, and then he sees at the crunch time, those people let him down. And somebody he never thought, he never even experienced, he never even had that hope that he'll get income. Allah Ta'ala will bless him from this source or this avenue or this route or this trade, or this supply that he's doing, or this particular item that he's going to sell. He never thought that that will bring him. Allah Ta'ala makes it such. Allah Ta'ala uses that. So therefore, وَيَرْزُقْهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبْ. Allah Ta'ala will provide for him from sources unknown, or sources that he didn't even think about. So here the bottom line from this hadith that we do today is that our tawakkul must be only on Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Trusting in Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, he will find out, he'll make a way out from every difficulty. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun ala al-mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.